Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Wimberly leading it 21-7. This is how it went down in the first half. Texans got on the board first on a Gavin Martinez 35-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. That was Weeks' the first of two that he would throw in the first half. That came with 2:11 left to play in the first quarter, and Nick Cold's extra point gave Wimberly the lead at that point by a score of 7-0. That's where it stood at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Texans stretched their lead to 14-0 when Wyatt Mann was wide open, Wyatt, on an 80-yard pass right down the middle of the field from Weeks. That came with 7:37 left to play in the first half. Coles' extra point gave Wimberly a 14-0 lead at that point. And then very, very quickly, Giddings was able to answer. It was Tavion Page on a 55-yard sprint up the middle. That came with 6:50 left to play in the second quarter. Marco Rossio's extra point cut the Wimberly lead to 14-7, and then the Texans added another touchdown late in the second quarter with 3:32 remaining. It was Guy Kiparis on a 7-yard run, and Cole's extra point at that point in the second quarter gave Wimberly a 21-7 lead, and neither team scored after that. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more of our halftime show, and Jared will talk to Wimberly Superintendent Dwayne York when we come back, and you'll also probably get a chance to listen to some Wimberly Texans band action as well. 21-7, our score. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Welcome back. Wimberly Stadium here in Wimberly, Texas, as the Wimberly Texans lead the Giddings Buffalo 21-7 here. We're going to kick it down to the halftime show. Wimberly Band takes the field, and shortly we will sit down, hopefully, here with an interview with Superintendent Dwayne York. But we're going to kick it out to the field, let you enjoy a little bit of the Wimberly Texan Band. All right, we are back here. Wimberly Stadium, Wimberly, Texas. That was actually the Giddings Buffalo Marching Band. The Wimberly Texan Band is going to be taking the field. We're going to go on break here, take a couple minutes, let them set up, and we will bring you the Fighting Wimberly Texan Band here momentarily on KOWO 104.1 FM.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberly Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberly. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Welcome back to Wimberley, Texas. Wimberley Texan band taking the field. We're going to throw it down for some more halftime action here and let you listen to the, again, fighting Texan band. We're going to go to a quick break here as the Wimberley Texan band continues to play here on COA 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and a Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Welcome back to Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Certainly nice to get to hear that Wimberley marching band at halftime. I don't know what Doug Warren is saying to his troops in there, Jared, but he's probably saying, hey, you guys did a pretty good job in the first half as the Texans leaded 21-7. I think the game went exactly the way Doug Warren would have wished, if he could have wished for it in that first half, Jared. He's got to be awfully happy.
Yeah, again, we talked about it before the end of the first half. If you could have told him that 21-7 with, 24 minutes left into the football game against the Giddings Buffalo, who have, again, kind of always given Wimberley that that troubled game that we'll call it. They've always played them very, very hard. I think he'll take that 21-7 victory coming back out. They're going to be kicking off to the Giddings Buffalo. And so got to be pretty pleased with what he's seen so far, minus really the one big run up the middle.
Right.
Defense has pretty much held him in check for the most part.
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. And you and I both talked about it off the air here at halftime. It just looks like the Texans have a lot more two-dimensional offense than Giddings. Giddings runs the ball well, but they don't really throw it that well. And when that's the case, you can certainly play your defense accordingly, and I think that's what the Texans have done. Hey, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game, by the way, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And also, we're looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information, again, at the same number, 512-965-9969. And Jared, as we await, the teams have come out of the locker room and they're stretching now to the end zone to our left. Something else, and we talk about this every single week because every single week it's important. The first drive of the third quarter is so very important, and it's, you know, it's almost a must thing for the Giddings Buffaloes as they trail by two touchdowns. If they want to get back in this game, they need to do something positive on offense on their first drive of this second half. And flip side, if Wimberley can stop them, the Texans have to feel good about their chances of finishing this thing off here tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you're Coach Jones over there from Giddings' side, that's exactly what you're talking about. You're saying, hey, it's a 21-7 ball game, but we are at the point where we're going to get the ball in the second half. We've got to come out. We've got to make that exact same drive that Wimberley did in the first quarter. They've got to come out, and they've got to make that long, sustained, whether it's 10, 12 plays, create that momentum back for the Giddings Buffalo and get it back kind of in their court to a 21-14 game. If you're Wimberley and you get a stop and you turn around and you drive the ball back, all of a sudden you're looking at 28-7 with an offense as explosive as Wimberley. That's going to be a hard thing to come back. So first drive is going to be huge in this second half of the football game.
Well, and also you only get the ball five or six times in a possession, usually in a half too. So just you know, I'm not good at math, but when you're down two touchdowns, you got to take advantage of every possession that you have. And we've got a special night here tonight. It's such a great atmosphere. The crowd on the Wimberley side, the stands are absolutely packed as they clap for their Texans as they run back.
Look at all the little kids
onto the field. Look at those kids running around and flags flying and all of that. Speaking of that kind of atmosphere, if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts in this atmosphere, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. 9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community, and we would love to have you jump on board with us. It's a lot of fun. It's a hoot, man, and I can assure you that the Texans, they entered this season with high expectations, and, boy, they certainly have not disappointed in the first six quarters of football that we've played here in the 2017 season as we prepare for the kickoff now. The Texans will be moving from our right to left here in this third quarter. Not a lot of breeze. I was looking down there at the flag and can't. There it is. It's just sitting there limp to our left. And so not a lot of breeze here tonight at all. Weather not a factor. It's just beautiful. It was about 80 when we kicked off. It's dropped a little bit since then. And, again, it is perfect weather. I wish we were on top of the press box here tonight, Jared.
There's some games that we wish that
take our shirts off and stuff.
Whoa! I don't know about that. We may run everybody off. But if you remember, literally 1 week ago today, it was hot.
Oh my gosh!
And between the two of us, I think we had about 600 mosquito bites.
And the next day on my leg,
everywhere,
just my right leg, I had. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and so from a transition to that to this week, about, what, 70, probably 72, 73 degrees outside.
Yes.
And here we are in air-conditioned press
controlled
box
with environment
the glass in front of us.